रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः। सुंदरकांड चैप्टर नंबर 67 मारुति'स रिपोर्ट ऑफ सीता। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। Thereupon, Anjaneya began to give a full report of his search for Sita. Your lady gave me an account of what befell you when you were at Chitrakuta and asked you to regard it as a proof that she entrusted me with her reply. One day, you and she were enjoying a nap in a lovely spot in the open. She happened to get up earlier. Then a crow chanced to fly over there and pecked at her rather painfully between her breasts. Later on, when you took your turn to sleep on her lap, the bird came and annoyed her as before. Again and again, it ran its sharp beak into her soft flesh. The blood gushed out and falling on your face, woke you rather rudely. Even in your deepest sleep, you could, if you so willed, blast your foes to absolute nothing. And Sita, overcame with intense pain, had to rouse you up. You come of a line of warriors. The blood of the Ikshvakus runs in your veins. You are a lion in battle, and the sight of your darling wife bleeding from a ghastly wound in the breast drove you to fury, and you cried out, Sita, who has dared to wound you thus in the breast so cruelly and so frightfully? Who is that foolish person that would play with a five-headed serpent roused to fury? You cast your eyes around and observed a crow a little way in front of you, his beaks and talons all dabbled with blood. And it was Jayanta, the only son of Indra. When he noticed that your wrathful looks rested upon him, he vanished into the bowels of the earth. It was a light thing to you to find out who he was and what he came there for. So you decided to punish him cruelly that he may not forget it in a hurry. You drew out a blade of grass from the mat on which you sat and charged it with the terrible force of the Brahmastra. The messenger of wrath chased him with tongues of curling flame. Then the miscreant sought the protection of his father, his mother, the gods and the great saints, but to be driven out with curses by one and all of them. Through the three worlds he flew again and again, but there was none to waste a thought of pity on him. So he even came back to you and fell at your feet, crying for mercy and pardon. And you put away death from him, for you are the savior and protector of the myriad worlds and all they hold. It was a law you had made unto yourself that you will give peace and happiness to those that seek your protection. This Jayanta is the son of Indra, whom one of your ancestors, Kakutsta, went over to help against the demons of darkness. Hence, in your infinite mercy, you clean forgot that he had done you cruel wrong and richly deserved death as the mildest punishment. But the Brahmastra may not return with an empty hand, and you made the criminal part with one of his eyes to satisfy the great law. Then he poured forth his heart in grateful thanks to you and your noble father and hurried back to his home on high, sadder and wiser. The mysteries of all the Shastras, human, infernal and divine, is an open book to you and to no other. Your strength and valor know no bounds. You are the flower of chivalry, the ideal hero. The traditions of your royal race find in you the best and noblest exponent. Then what stays your hand from letting loose that Brahmastra upon these wicked Rakshasas? The countless worlds resound with your glory as one whom the embattled hosts of Nagas, Gandharvas, Asuras and the Maruts dare not face in battle dire. And if he possesses in himself but a spark of valor, if he feels the faintest desire to see me again and hold me in his arms, then let him drink the hot blood of Ravana with his sharp and cruel arrows. Well, what prevents his brother Lakshmana from asking his permission to rescue me from this miserable captivity? For he is endowed with matchless might and would brook no insult to his honor. Those noblest of men resemble the lords of air and fire in their strength and valor, and the very gods slink away before them. Nothing is impossible to them. Then why do their arms hang powerless and idle in my case? Nay, on deeper thought, it seems to me that I am guilty of some unspeakable and unpardonable crime that makes these princes of boundless resource and all-consuming might careless and unsympathetic in my case. And a flood of bitter tears blinded Sita's eyes and choked her utterance. But I hastened to reply, I put heart into that sorely tired lady. O noblest and best of women, it is but the grief of separation from you and nothing else that makes the spirit of Rama dull and listless to any concern of life. And his misery reflects itself a millionfold in the heart of Lakshmana, his twin self. I swear by all that I hold sacred that it is so. Well, leave the dead past to bury itself. Am I not here before you at the end of a long and arduous search? I shall pale fear and cruel grief annoy you with your presence a moment longer. You will behold the misfortunes and dangers that left you no peace, day or night, draw their last breath and vanish into nothingness this very moment. The noble princes will in no time find their way here, all eager and athirst to see your great self and consume this den of iniquity to ashes. Ravana, his sons, kith and kin and followers shall fall an easy prey to the just wrath of Rama, who will thereupon lead you back on the wings of victory to royal Ayodhya. I give my unbroken word that this shall come to pass. Now give me some sign, some token, some recognition well known to my lord and dear to his heart. Then the lady Janaki looked around her cautiously, took this jewel out of her dresses and gave it to me to deliver it unto your noble self. I received it on your behalf, bowed low unto her and prepared to go back. Noticing that I expanded my form and was about to set out, the royal lady said to me with tear-dimmed eyes and broken accents, her heart almost breaking with pain and grief at the thought of what would become of her should this welcome messenger from her dear lord take himself away from her side. Anjaneya, convey my respectful inquiries to Rama and Lakshmana, the bravest of the brave, and to their dear friend, the Lord Sugriva. On you and you alone lies the responsibility of lending me a helping hand out of this dark and deep gulf of misery. Spare no words in acquainting Rama with the life I lead here, a prey to insults and persecutions of these demons. May everything good and auspicious go with you. O noblest of the monarchs, that royal lady commanded me to deliver myself unto you all that are reported about my mission. And in short, words fail me to give you even the faintest idea of what Mother Sita is suffering there. And my poor words, must I pray, put it into your heart to take measures that sorrow and misery trouble her no more. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.